Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky. Keep your head.
Keep your
Torah,
can't wait till Friday sunset comes where we get worship to the Most High, beat back, eat a good meal, worship, fellowship with our brothers and sisters, turn this world off like Nehemiah said. You come around here with that foolishness, we're going to lay hands. That's how it's going down, and that's the way it should be going down. In your life, if you love the Most High, you worship the Most High, and you are surrendered to the Most High, and you know He's been better to you than you can be to yourself. All praises, Yahoo. And we have a work family that understands this, subscribes to this, and we want you to be able to get to the point to where you do the same. Nothing better than worshiping Him. I tell you, the benefits, you know, I got people in my family that still don't understand why I'm holding it down and think it's okay to compromise every now and then and do what you want to do. And you got people in your family that expect you to compromise and stay true to who you used to be. Nah, it's time for you to take a stand, because we live in the last days, the last seconds. The last seconds. As a matter of fact, I tell people all the time, last days are every day, because you don't know when it's your last day. Truth of the matter. And I know a lot of you are suffering right now with your families, your marriages, your loved ones, your children. I need you at this point to realize that there's only so much you can do. The rest is up to Him. And I love the fact that He said He won't put more on us than we can bear. But He's trying to get you to learn how to turn it over to Him by learning how to worship Him and praise Him in the midst of that that you cannot understand. Because He said, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Me, and I shall direct your path. I'm going to make sure you got what you need, but you don't need what you want. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. His seed are the children of Jacob. That's you, believer. Black, brown man, that's you, seed of Jacob. We don't have to be without. No weapon formed against us can prosper. I was just looking at my wife and talking to my wife and talking about some naysayers, folks that's getting down in the heathen Gentile manner because they still caught up in the Christian sanity. And I know they are, because all they do is try to stab her in the back with daggers. David prayed an imprecatory prayer that every trap they set for me, set too for them. People are on their bed of affliction. How are you going to fight against somebody that ain't doing nothing to you, that's trying to do right, because you don't understand them and you want to tear them down? Most High will destroy your enemies if you let Him destroy your enemies. And you do His bidding and you do His will, which is keep these commandments in these high holy days. Let's go before our Abba in prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. Forgive our trespasses. Forgive our sins as we forgive others theirs. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Father, somebody's going through a sickness and has a mental illness right now because they can't seem to find peace. People don't know that that's a mental illness, the lack of peace. You promised that you keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on you. But Satan has come to distract our minds and have our minds everywhere. Everywhere. People can't focus. People can't sleep. And when you bring peace, you bring good rest, good sleep. And you give us instructions in our sleep. So I'm asking that you would break the yoke that has these people not resting, not focusing. May the words of our heart and meditations of our mouth be acceptable in your sight. I pray for the four corners of Judah spread out throughout the earth and the rest of Israel. Yasha'Allah. That the remnant would be encouraged today to keep running. Keep moving and be optimistic. destroy in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach the yokes and the bondage of suicide and oppression and depression and pharmakia. Bring deliverance. Cast us not from your presence, but renew a right spirit within us, Father. As David prayed, let these people know to fret not thyself because of evildoers. Fret not ourselves because of evildoers, but to laugh at them, to count it all joy. You're in control of everything. Nothing we could do about it, but enjoy the table that you have prepared before us in the presence of our enemies. Hallelujah. We're going to eat while they clown. Time together today. Bless the lesson. In the name of the Mashiach, we pray. So be it. Hallelujah. All praises. Sister Tamar, Deacon Abi Ram, are you all there?
I'm here. You have me unmuted.
We're gonna unmute you and turn you loose today, so you won't have to say, "Brother V, can I get in?"
There's something you said about Satan trying to remove our focus off of the Most High, and that's what happens. That's where we're distracted by all these things going out here. You come home, you're sitting in front of that television, which, you know, and it's fine if you want to watch television, but let's not let it get to the point to where we're obsessed with it, where that's what we do. We got to come home and watch TV. You know, that's another distraction for us, another way for them to get to our mind.
Yeah, I think we should, on the Shabbat, I think we should turn it off. And if you're going to watch it, watch a lesson. Watch a video that's going to encourage you, or watch a documentary, or go watch some animals playing in the damn jungle. That's what you should do.
Exactly.
Turn it off. Don't let them program you on the Shabbat. That's the worship of the Most High. Do not watch Tell a Bidon program on Sabbath.
Exactly. Like you say, television, what do you call it? Yeah, something. How do you call that? Television lie or something? I forget what you call it. You have a word for it.
Tell lie vision.
Yeah, there it is. Exactly. We got to keep our focus in these days.
That's true. It's very true, and it's tough out here because check this out. When the television is not on, there are frequencies in the air that people's minds are picking up on. Mental thoughts into their minds, frequencies. People don't even realize that.
I'm telling you, because you see with this whole deal with this 5G that's coming up, too. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get into our minds and control our minds and also, you know, and that's what they're trying to do. I mean, you know, and
right.
They just keep coming up with more and more ways of doing that. And you know, television is just one of them.
Absolutely. So we don't have to get into that. We can talk about that some more later. We just want our people to be aware.
Yeah.
We know no weapon formed against us. And when we say us, we talking about us who keep the commandments. No weapon formed against us can prosper. So they can come up with 6G. They're going to be like, why is it not working on these Hebrews?
Exactly. Okay, I guess this morning we're going to be talking about the poor and how you know, the Most High wants us to interact and also treat the poor, because it's like it says, the Most High has no respecter of men. You know, He's not going to respect our persons. He's not going to look at you differently because you don't have what this rich guy had. Matter of fact, in a lot of ways, you know, you're richer than that guy who has all his you know, his material things, and he's focused on them. Okay, let's look at the first script. Let's go to Deuteronomy 15:11. You're still there, right, Brother B?
Yeah, I'm going to be right here. I'm on mute right now, so.
Okay, all right. Deuteronomy.
I like what you just said. I'm trying to be quiet and let you have a lesson. Every time you say something, you know the Ruach drops up in my spirit. I like what you said, that we're richer. We're richer than we know, and then they know, because the scripture said there's a cattle on 1,000 hills, and they're all ours. We can claim the cattle on 1,000 hills, but we just don't understand how much we have when we have him in our lives.
Exactly, and what we should be doing is stored up riches in heaven. Not really be, I mean, there's nothing wrong with you getting your money and getting what you need and being out here, but focus on storing up those riches in heaven. The way for doing that is the fact that you will help the poor, that you're looking out for those who are less fortunate. Deuteronomy 15:11. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. I mean, they're always here. You know, as you know throughout history, the poor is always there because you got that top rich there, and 9 times out of 10, they're oppressing the poor. Therefore, I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thine hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in thy hand. And that's not just saying, could you please do it? Do it. He's commanding you to do that. It's something we need to make sure to be mindful of. Let's go to Deuteronomy 15. Let's go to verse 7 and 8. If there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in thy land, which the Most High thy Elohim giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thine heart, nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother. Because, you know, a lot of times, I mean, I've had people, when I see some poor on the street, you know, they ask for money. You know, I mean, what's a dollar going to do? You give a dollar because, you know, you're not going to do anything with that. And plus, and then they'll say, they might spend it on liquor. They might spend it. Well, that's not your issue. You do it to the glory of Yah. You do it to the glory of Yah. And then what happens after that, you know, you got nothing to do with that.
That's right.
Verse 8.
On Shabbat, you going home and pour yourself a glass of wine. Why the bum can't pour himself a glass of wine on the street?
Exactly. Exactly. You're taking care of yourself or what that's it. But, you know, we're supposed to be looking out for our brother. Okay, verse 8. But thou shalt open thine hand wide unto him, and shall surely lend him sufficient for his need, and that which he wanted. Which means you're not going to be stingy with it or whatnot. You know, you can do what you can. Even if you don't want to give him, you don't want to give him money. You say, hey, I'll go get you something to eat or whatever. But the thing is, you know, if you give him money, let them do what they want to do. Because like I said, you do it to the glory of God. Okay, let's look at some verses in Psalms. Let's go to Psalms 113:7. Psalms 113:7. Okay, he raises up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill. See, the Most High protects and he looks after the poor. And he expects us to do the same thing. Let's go to Psalms 112:9. Now, we always like to get precepts. He has dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. So like we said, these are things the Most High wants us to do, the things we need to be diligent. And like the earlier script I put out there, it says he commands you to do this stuff. He commands you to do it. Here, let's go to Psalm 69 and 33. Oh, what did I do here? For the Most High heareth the poor and despises not his prisoners. He has his ear open to the poor. And like I said, we need to have our ear open to him. We need to be mindful of him. Okay, let's go to Psalms 109 and 31. Oh, heck, what did I just do? Bear with me, brothers and sisters. I'm going through some things here. That's what I tell you, 109 and 31?
Yeah, 109 and 31.
Okay.
Well, you can be mindful that Yeshua HaMashiach, who this world calls Jesus Christ, always cared for. And that's who he took care of. He wasn't hanging around with the aristocrats. When he was with them, he was checking them and actually getting into dialogue with them, because they thought, you know, people like Nicodemus come see him at night. They didn't want nobody to see him. They were arrogant. So, you know, he made sure he fed people with fish and loaves that they weren't without. That's why these people wanted to be around him, even though they didn't stick with him. Or abandon our Mashiach as well, you know, because they just wanted to hang around for the food, as we know folks will do, for the food and for the freebies. That's how our people are. They want the hookup, you know, but that's not, that didn't bother him. He's still about that ministry, and we need to be about that ministry too, because this is a good way to keep yourself busy and not distracted by HaShatan and the world, if giving, as this world calls it, volunteering. But there's nothing wrong with that. Other than that, you are going to sit at the house, get drunk, start gossiping, watch TV, and fall in sin. That's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to do if you're not doing anything for the most, and only what you do for the mission.
Exactly. And what is the most, Yeshua says, he says, The whole, the people are whole. They don't need any physician. You go to the ones that do that needs help. Okay, 109 and 31. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. Because you know you do have a lot of people who are well off, who are doing fine. You know, like they'll look at a poor person, or look at a person that's right begging on the street. And right away, they're in judgment of this person. You know, and look at that man. You know, why is he taking care? Why is he working? Why is he doing? You don't know what that man's been through. You know, Most High has made us differently. Some of us can take more than others. Some of us reach our breaking points quicker than others do. So instead of you condemning that man, you pray for that man.
That sleep on the streets that took a bad turn, and many of us know that we two paychecks away from being homeless ourselves.
Exactly. That's why I never say never. I never look at a person and say, "Well, I'll never be that." Like that, you don't know what's coming your way. You know, you just pray that the Most High keeps you safe, keeps you to where you're on the right path, and you're strong, and you know you're able to take care of things, because you don't know what's coming your way.
That's right.
That's why you stay in these commandments, and you give praise and glory to the Most High.
That's right.
Okay, let's go to Psalms 107 and 41. Okay. Yet setteth he the poor on high from afflictions, and making him families like a flock. As you can see, as we're going through this, where you can see how the Most High has in his being, you know, a place for the poor. Like I said,
right.
He's not going to forsake them. forsake them. He's not going to, he's not going to judge them. He knows that there are a lot of people out there. Yeah, they may not have what you have, but they're good people. You need to recognize that.
Right.
But, you know, some of us get, we get high-minded. And, like I said, you get into judgment mode. Psalms 102 and 17, he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayers. Just like I mentioned earlier, Most High is no respecter of persons. You know, just because you can you got a little more money to put in there doesn't mean he's going to put you up the front. Oh, this guy gave me, because the Most High don't want your money. Now, unlike some of these churches seem to say, yeah, you're stealing from God. No. Nobody's stealing from God. They're just not giving you everything you want to have. I mean, the Most High don't need your money. Like I said, he's not a respecter of person. He doesn't care how much you're putting in that plate. He cares whether or not you're following those laws, statutes, and commandments, and you're treating your brothers right, and you're treating the poor right.
Right. Why would the Most High need money, something that's created by man? The Most High has wealth. He owns the resources of this world. Those are all his. And that's why man is fighting to obtain resources, because that's true wealth. That's why they want all the gold and everything. This money's nothing. This piece of paper with all those satanic witchcraft Illuminati symbols on the back, yeah, that's nothing. That's nothing. And you're so busy lusting after that, it means absolutely nothing. It's really toilet paper.
Exactly. And the things that are important, like the commandments and the laws and statutes, and doing your best to be the best person. People, they don't focus on that. You know, the folks focus on money. You can't put that before the Most High. You put money before before the Most High, then you're going down the wrong path.
Right.
Okay. Psalm 146, in verse 7. Hold on a second here. Which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Most High looses the prisoners. The Most High openeth the eyes of the blind. The Most High raises them that are bowed down. The Most High loveth the righteous. And you see, a lot of times what you'll see is connecting the righteous with helping the poor. And that's the righteous thing to do, and we need to be mindful of that, because we want to stay in righteousness and stay with the Most High and do what he would want us to do.
Absolutely.
Let me see where we're gonna go now. Well, let's go to Matthew 25:34. This is the Yeshua talk about what happens when you do help those, and what he expects of you, and you know what you get when you help the poor and when you do for them. Okay, Matthew 25, let's start at verse 34, and it's, you know, this is a passage a lot of us have heard before. But it's something that we need to be mindful of. It says, verse 34, then shall the king say unto them, and this is a parable that Yeshua was giving them. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous, you see, we're talking about the righteous again, because the righteous are, this is what the righteous will do. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Master, when saw we thee hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. You see, Yeshua is saying that if you're helping the poor, you know, you're also thinking of him, and you're also doing what he wants. Now let's continue here. It says,
people need to stop, pause, and think about. So if what you do unto the least of them, you're doing also unto him. What you don't do for the least of them, you're not doing him as well. So he would like to utilize you sometimes, because when these people on the streets, they're crying out, you know, God, help me, please, please, please. And he sends you to him and tells you to give him a dollar, give him a loaf of bread, or do something, and you don't do it. You know, he can't utilize you. So, but just to think the fact that he was able to use you to be that person that was calling upon him and to sustain him or help him, you know. So we are ambassadors and servants to the Most High in the earth. So that's very powerful for us to always keep in mind. I always keep that scripture in mind. Such as you've done unto the least of them, you've done also unto me. So don't get caught up in the Christian sanity, like, I got to pay my offerings, I got to pay my tithes. You got to get out here in these streets. You got to go look out for somebody. You got to make sure people are okay. That's what you got to do. That's where your money should go.
And, you know, it comes down to being a doer of the word. The word, not just a hearer. You know, I hear this and I hear that. Yeah, I understand that. I read that and I understand it. But if you're not out there doing it, then you know, you're not doing the Most High's bidding.
Yeah,
go further. Yeah, go ahead.
Jakes and them don't need no more money. They don't need no more money in this life. They don't need another offering, another stuff, you Christian sanity folks. They don't need no more money. And it's coming down to where these Hebrews don't need no more money. Free Case Ray is kicking it. He done retired off his job. He's making over six figures a year off you Hebrews. He kicking it, flying here and there. That's a vacation every month. Somebody going in the name of ministry. And half them folks don't even want him in their town. People in Haiti up in that. They try to work with
his
friends. But voodoo on Free Case Ray over there in Haiti.
Well, and the thing is, these people, their God is money. They're worshiping money. That's why they can't stop. That's why Creflo continues to ask for more and more money. That's his God. I mean, and the more he accumulates, the better he feels. I mean, just like you said, this man's got more money than what he needs. And then next thing you know, he finds something else. He thinks, okay, I got this this beautiful mansion that they played, that the commissioner bought for me. Oh, let me get some money for my vacation home. Let me get some money for my jet. He's always going to come up with something because money is his God.
Right. But I'm bringing it home, too, though, because the Negroes over at GOCC, they didn't lift their ban on Flee Babylon, and they like, well, not right now. We got to build our brand. You know, we try to build our brand. We try to keep Free Case Ray. So, you know, so they all tripping on money. You can see somebody put out a thing. Nobody put out a thing, but people always say, follow the money, and you'll see what the business really is. Follow the money.
Yes.
Because that's what everybody's obsessed with, and these people are obsessed with money. That's all you got to do is pay attention.
Exactly. And you look at that chart from, you know, from when they started out with Abba Divins, and as it went on, all those splits and divisions, when they went on to start their own group or whatnot, it was all because of money. Someone else said, hey, this guy's up there making all this money, I want to make some too, and they split off of their own little sect. And it's all due to money, and that's what's destroying them. Let's go to verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Because see, the Most High never prepared that lake fire wasn't meant for man. It was meant for the devil and his angels. But if you're following them, you're gonna follow them along in there with you're gonna go along with them in there. Verse 42: For I was an hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, you visited me not. Then shall they also ask him, saying, Master, when saw we thee a hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Here we go with the righteous again. Because the righteous are doing his bidding. The righteous, you know, will gladly help those in need. Because, I mean, that's what you do. Okay, let's go to James. Go to James 2 and 15. Well, you know what? No, we're not going to go to James 2:15. Let's go to John 3 and 17. John 3 and 17. Okay. Okay, for the Most High sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that... Is that about on the right one? I'm on the right one? Hold on a second. Hold on. Bear with me, brothers and sisters. I'm sorry. First John 3 and 17. I'm sorry.
I want to get another sip of that coffee. Speaking of.
Okay. First John 3 and 17. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion with him, how dwelleth the love of Yah in him? See, the love of the Most High isn't in you. If you can look at your brother and just turn your head the other way and say, hey, you know, I'm taking care of myself, let him take care of himself. How can the Most High be in you? Or Yeshua be in you? Because he's not. Just like he said to the Sadducees and the Pharisees, you know, you like your father the devil, and you'll do the works of your father the devil. Let's go to Proverbs 22:22. Proverbs 22:22. To rob not the poor because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. For the Most High will plead their cause and spoil the soul of those that spoil them. So you need to watch out what you're doing there when you are coming against the poor. You know, the Most High has them in his bosom and he's thinking of them, and then you may be doing something Most High is going to make you pay for it. Because you know, we need to be mindful of what we're doing to others out there.
Right.
Proverbs 29:7. 29:7. The righteous considereth the cause of the poor, but the wicked regards not to know it. Because, I mean, you see those people, you know, they walk by someone that's asking for money, and, you know, they turn their head or act like they don't see him or whatnot. And that's what it says. But the wicked regard is not to know it. I mean, you know, they're not going to look that way. They're not going to, because, you know, they've got they're in their busy life out in the world. They can't stop for a moment to help somebody that might be in need. Okay, Proverbs, let's go to Proverbs 31:9. Okay. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. See that, like I said, there it is with the righteous and the poor. The righteous will take care of the poor. They will look into doing what they can to help them when they can. Let's go to Isaiah 10 and 1. Isaiah 10 and 1. Go to one of the major prophets. Isaiah 10 and 1. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees and that write grievousness which they have prescribed. Turn aside the needy from judgment and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey and that they may rob at fatherless. Because you were talking about the church. They're talking about how, you know, they're, you know, you got people like Creflo Dollars and TD Snakes and those kind of people. A lot of times they got poor widows there, you know, but they're giving their money to these guys. And they have no conscience about taking their money. They're giving their money to them. And then them same people, when they need some help, they'll go back and say, you know, I'm short on my rent. I need some help. And a lot of times they don't help them. And they can say, well, how much money have you been giving them? How much money have you been giving us? You know, they don't help them, but they're supposed to be doing the work of the Most High, but they can't help the poor. They can't look after the poor who are in their own, the people that are in their own congregation. You know, so you know they're not going to be looking out for anybody that's not in the congregation. I mean, not outside the congregation. They won't take care of the ones that are in their congregation. And that goes back to that love of money, you know. Once that gets a hold of some people, they just can't let it go. They don't. They just don't. They just can't. You know. Like I said, it winds up being their god.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's look at Job 34:19. You know, because our brother Job went from having everything to having nothing, but he still never he didn't waver in his praise at his of the Most High. Even his wife came to him trying to tell me, why are you doing this? Why are you still praying to him? You know, and Job had to check her. Same thing with his friends came around. You know, why are you still worshiping this God? What is he doing for you? But, you know, that's the time when we are, when things don't look, aren't well, that's when we need to turn to the Most High. That's when we need to keep our faith in Him. You know, because at times the Most High, you know, He knows who's sincere. And then, you know, you pray to Him, and then He'll come there. He'll be there for you. So, let's go to Job. Go ahead.
That's a tough time because he got double towards the end, and after he went through his trial and tribulation, the Most High blessed him with double and gave him even more than he had before, and blessed him with more children and a better wife and all that stuff. Matter of fact, he blessed him with a daughter, Jacob. That became his wife, and you can find that in the Testament of Job when you read that book. But nevertheless, it's that waiting period in between when you're going through that life. Deal with that. We have to encourage you about. I know that place myself very well, and it's a place that requires patience and get people around you, because Job had people around him that said you must have did something wrong, and then his own wife cursed the Most High die and try to tell him what to do, and that waiting place is crazy. I heard somebody say it this way: one door closes and another door opens, but while you're waiting on that other door to open, there's hell in the hallway. So there's hell in the hallway while you're waiting on that next door. You have to be encouraged. You have to encourage yourself.
This is true. We do. Like I said, we encourage each other, you know, that especially in these days. You look at people look at us and they think that you're in a cult or something's going on. You know why do you believe that? But that's why we encourage each other. We bolster each other because we look at the fact that the Most High says there's only going to be a remnant. And so most of the people are going to be against us. They're not going to accept what we're putting out here. And you encourage your brothers and sisters to let them know, hey, I understand that these people are all against you, but you need to realize the Most High said there's only going to be a remnant. And just count yourself blessed and pray that you are part of that remnant. And another thing about Job, too, you know, just like you said, he was given a double portion. And yes, and he was given more children, more better children, because there's children that he had at the beginning. Job would want to go to the temple. He wanted to go pray, and he wanted to go give thanks to Most High. But, you know, they had other things to do. They weren't interested in that. And so Job would also pray for them. Because when I first read that verse, I said, oh, man, you know, he killed all of Job's kids. And as you read that, you realize that those kids were in the world. You know, they were enjoying all of the blessings that were actually being given to Job, but they gave no thought to the Most High.
Small brats.
Exactly. That's exactly what they were. That's exactly what they were. Okay. That's Job 34:19. How much less to him that accepted not the persons of the princes, nor regardeth the rich more than the poor, for they all are the work of their hands. Like I said, regarding the rich, I mean, when you're sitting there looking at these people who, you know, they got the fine clothes, you know, they have this position of prestige, you know, and you're giving them all of your attention, and you're holding them up high, and you're holding up the poor, you know, you're the Most High is not in you, because that's not how we're supposed to be. It's not what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Let me see. And so, you know, Brother V, I'm going to finish this up with a scripture and Samuel. First Samuel. Where am I at here? I just had it. First Samuel 2:8. Let me get to that. It's like 1 Samuel. Where did I do? All right, Brother V, where'd you hide that at? There we go. 1 Samuel 2:8. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among the princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory, for the pillars of the earth are the Most High's. And he has set the world upon them. And see, now, this is pretty much talking about, yeah, he's going to lift those people up high in the kingdom. I mean, you know, people who have established their riches here on earth, they, you know, and they're getting the, you know, the accolades and the praise of man here. And, you know, that's what they want. But, you know, we should be trying to store up riches in heaven. We should be trying to do what we can in order so that we can prepare ourselves for that, for the kingdom and for the next life. Because this life here is fleeting. Be here, and there's the glorious one that's due to follow this.
Definitely. Let me share one. I want to share one with you too that ties in with your lesson. And you find in Isaiah 58:6, Yeshaya 58:6, and it says, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke? Verse 7, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, that thou cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Talking about when you see people on the street. Then verse 8 says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Most High shall be thy reward. verse 9. Then thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Then thou shalt call, and the Most High shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. Thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity.
And you said verse 8, where you said, the glory of the Most High shall be thy reward. Yeah, I mean, that's powerful there. I mean, that's what we should be striving to obtain. That reward, not the reward and the riches here on earth, in this life here, you know, living in the world. I mean, that's not what we're supposed to be aspiring to obtain. That's not the reward we should be looking at. I mean, the Most High will bless you if you are following his commandments and laws and statutes and living a righteous life. He will bless you, and you will have some of the better things in this life. But our eyes, like they say, our eyes need to be on the prize. And the prize for as I'm concerned, is to make that first resurrection.
I mean, I'm trying to be, taking care of the poor. I'm trying to be like verse 9 that says, you'll be able to call on him and he'll say, here I am. What you need? I'm right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I say, because you focus on the Most High, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes, sir.
All you have to do is focus on him and what he needs us to do. And like we always talk about, Brother V, that's following those commandments.
Right. That's right. That's right. Good lesson. Good lesson. Good points to be brought out.
Well, I'm always happy to do what I can and do the service of the Most High. I mean, we're all called. Like I said, we're the order of Melchizedek. And we're all called to teach, because that's how the Gentiles learn. They're supposed to learn from us. This book was not meant for them to interpret or to teach from. This book was given to the Hebrews, and the Hebrews are the light of the world. I mean, they're supposed to be done. So they're supposed to be a light unto the Gentiles.
There you go. There you go. So yeah, it's not like Saturday we brought out that heathen trying to sell them books talking about the spirit of Esau. Ain't no spirit of Esau. Esau real.
Oh, yeah.
Esau, get your ass out.
That was really funny to listen to that. You know, but it gets back to, you know, the love of money, because that's all that guy was about. He was making money. So,
$50 for a book box.
That was just so funny listening to that, because he was all about making money and actually getting your money. And I'm telling you, there are people out there. They send him their money to get them books. You know, just like the guy selling. He gets you to some seminar and tell you what you got to do to become rich. And he's becoming rich by getting you to come there and buy his books and buy into his program. And that's it. He's not getting rich from the things he's telling you to do. He's getting rich off of you.
So,
I mean, if you want a blueprint for how to live life right and how to be blessed, get in this manuscript.
There you go. There you go. Well said. Ain't nothing else to say. We're going to leave it right there.
Yeah.
Shalom, speaking of Abiram and Most High One, we'll be back on here for the Shabbat.
Oh, definitely. Well, it's Most High One. As long as we're breathing, we're going to be here.
That's right.
So, Shalom.
Shalom, everyone. Blessings today. Sister Tamar, that's your cue.
I was getting ready to say something.
Yeah, she running the show.
Oh, I think maybe the heathens interrupted her.
Probably so. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and sign out, bro.
Okay. Shalom.
Keep your head.